Nothing spectacular. Still be here, have some quality time with the family. That's about all.
On the roll that you're on, when you're 9 and then you've won every single game, do you even want a bye week? Or would you like to?
Oh, no. You still want a bye week. You know, you can't control when the bye week is. Mm-hmm. Is it nice to have it around the middle of the season? Yeah, it is. I mean, we put in a lot of weeks in a row now. You know, after 9 games and a training camp and the work that we put in, so to have a break at this point, I think it's well timed.
Teddy, what do you think about all those stories that noise might have been pumped into the
dome? You know what? They said they conducted a little investigation, and that's all we can. It's pretty loud in that place. I'll say that it's one of the loudest. It's the loudest place I've ever been in. But if they say they looked into it and it was some type of television glitch or something like that, then so be it. Let's move on.
You know how passionate you are as a Chipotle hat. You had talked about that after the Chargers game.
Yeah.
And Don Shula had some remarks in the New York Daily News about, I mean, there might be an asterisk next to the Patriots record if indeed they were to run the table. I'd just be curious for your response on, you know, a guy, it's not any guy. I mean, Shula's a pretty known guy just coming out and saying something like that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's the most well-respected man that's ever been in this game, and I can't control what opinions he has. You know, I mean, all I can do is take it upon myself to think about what my job is, and my job is to play football and help this team keep on winning. And that's all I can really focus on. I can't control opinions, and it's unfortunate if he had some of those things to say. I wish he didn't say them, but you know, so be it. People can express what they want to feel, and we're just going to keep on playing good football.
Teddy, do those doubters or the guys, people that have questioned your credibility as a team, as an organization, is that still fuel for you guys? Has it ever been fuel?
Well, when someone, I mean, if someone questions your integrity, someone questions who you are, and someone questions the organization you've been a part of ever since you walked into the league, would it upset you? I mean, so yes, it does upset me, and I can't control how people feel about it. I can't control what comes out of their mouths. I only control, like I said, what I do out there and what we do as a defense and what we do as a field, as a team, and we keep winning and playing hard, and, you know, if they want to keep saying them things, I mean, maybe we just need to play a little bit harder.
What's it mean to you right now to be leading the team in tackles, you know, through 9 games? I mean, I don't know if that number is reflective to you of high performance or if it means anything at all.
You know, it's a number. I measure myself on how many victories we have. Of course, you think I'm going to say that, right? Of course, you know. But I do, really. You know, and we're doing well, and I feel like I'm making a contribution, and it does feel good.
What did it mean to watch Rodney Harrison do the job on Dallas Clark in Sunday's game?
Rodney had a tough job to go out there and do, because, I mean, if you're on the line of scrimmage and you have Dallas Clark man-to-man, what do you do when they run it right at you? And Dallas Clark is blocking down on a defensive lineman, and all of a sudden there's an offensive tackle right on you. So his job was very difficult to get done on Sunday, and he did it well. He made plays. He got a huge interception for us in the second half. But that's who he is, and that's what I expect. And that's why I'm not surprised about it. I'm not going to, you know, jump on his back and tell him how surprised I was that he did something like that. You know, I'm going to tell him, okay, when are you going to do it again?